During the following program, we will offer you something you will prize for your home, den, or classroom. It is absolutely free. Listen and have your pencil and paper handy. Lest we forget, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Today we present Eternal Vigilance Against Tyranny.
The first object of a free people is the preservation of their liberty. And liberty is to be preserved only by maintaining constitutional restraints and just divisions of political power. Nothing is more deceptive or more dangerous than the pretense of a desire to simplify government. The simplest governments are despotisms. But all republics, all governments of law, must impose limitations of authority. This is the very essence of free political institutions.
Those are the words of Daniel Webster, people of America, speaking in praise of our great Constitution. While it lives, freedom will live in these United States. If we are vigilant, it will live forever.
The simplest governments are despotisms.
Yes, a dictatorship is simple enough. In Germany,
for 24 hours, I have been the Supreme Court of the German people.
This is tyranny. One man, Adolf Hitler, dared admit to his followers that he and he alone sat in judgment on several hundred men in his own party, accused and sentenced and carried out sentence of death.
You are accused of treachery and condemned to death!
Our Bill of Rights protects us from that.
No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
This is in our Constitution. Anything else is tyranny.
Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Open up! Open up!
What do you want?
You're under arrest. Come with me.
What is it? What have I done?
You're a Jew.
Is that my crime?
It is crime enough in Germany. Come along.
But our Constitution guarantees religious freedom. Anything else is tyranny.
Well, let me tell you something, men. Our country's going to the dogs. Congress is made up of a bunch of muddleheads. We have 9 old men sitting on the bench of the Supreme Court. And the president...
Ah, you're just a sorehead. You don't know what you're talking about.
Sorehead, huh? Well, let me tell you something, mister. You and a whole lot of other...
Could that scene take place under a dictatorship? Or this? Could this article be found in an Axis newspaper?
Hey, Mary, what it says here in the newspaper? Roosevelt, if he succeeds in his attempt to run for a third term, will be a dictator. How do the papers get away with stuff like that?
Freedom of the press, my good man. And don't worry about it. The mere fact that a paper can say what it likes proves that the president is not and will not be a dictator. Not in the United States. Not while we have our Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights makes a man's home his castle.
I'm from the police. I've come to search your house.
You have? What for?
You're suspected of having stolen property concealed here.
What? Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, maybe. But I'm going to search anyway. Get out of my way.
Oh, just a moment. Do you have a search warrant?
Well, no. No, I didn't have time to get...
Officer, I won't let you in my home without a search warrant. I'm standing on my constitutional rights. Go back and get your warrant and then search to your heart's content. I've got nothing to conceal. But be sure and have that piece of legal paper when you come back. Good night.
His constitutional rights. The right to be secure in his person, his house. Suppose the same scene took place in one of the fascist countries.
I am from the police. I have come to search your house.
What for?
You dare to ask such a question? Get out of my way.
If you haven't a search warrant, you can't come in here.
This is my warrant. This gun. Is it good enough?
Come in.
Yes.
Come in.
Search warrant. You speak like a man from the decadent democracies. It is fortunate for you that I am in a good temper tonight.
Decadent democracies. The Axis calls any right given to the people by its lawfully constituted government decadent. Well, suppose in the first case in the democracy that after the officer had secured the search warrant and had searched the house, he found some evidence which seemed to indicate that the man might be guilty of a crime.
You're under arrest. Come along.
The man is taken to jail and locked up. His lawyer, whom he has been allowed to notify, appears at the jail and presents a writ of habeas corpus. Habeas corpus is a legal writ issued by a judge requiring that a person detained in custody be produced before the judge to test the legality of his being held. This is to prevent illegal imprisonment. If the judge finds that there is not enough evidence to hold the man is released. There is no writ of habeas corpus in the Axis countries.
Jailer, may I get in touch with my wife? She doesn't know where I am.
No.
Well, may I get in touch with my lawyer?
No.
How long before I'll be brought to trial?
There's no telling. Maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe a year, maybe never.
But what are the charges against me?
There are no charges against you as yet. My orders are to hold you indefinitely.
This could not happen here because...
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for defense.
That's our Bill of Rights. But our accused man still has other powers under this bill. Suppose, for example, when he was brought before the magistrate and charged with his crime...
Mr. John Doe, you've been charged with the possession of stolen property. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor.
Very well. I place you in the custody of the bailiff and set your bail at $7,500.
Your Honor, as counsel for the defense, may I ask that you lower my client's bail?
For what reason, Counselor?
For the reason, Your Honor, that it is my opinion that the bail is excessive and out of all proportion to the charges upon which my client has been arrested.
Officer, what was the amount of the stolen property found in this man's possession?
Approximately $65, Your Honor.
I see. In that case, Counselor, I find your petition reasonable, and I shall set bail at $500.
And why did the lawyer dare ask the judge to lower the bail?
Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines be imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment be inflicted.
Let's see how this same man would be treated in Nazi Germany.
John Doe, you have been charged and found guilty of a crime against the state. That of having in your possession stolen property to the value of 65 marks. I hereby sentence you to 7 years hard labor.
Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, gives us trial by jury and protects us against cruel and excessive punishment. Yes, our Constitution holds that a man is innocent until proven guilty. That even a wrongdoer has his rights. This also is one of our rights. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Now, let's see how this right works in our country.
Now, Mr. Jones, as you know, the government is considering the erection of a post office on the side of your property at 1264 to 1270 Elm Street.
Yes, I'd heard there was something like that going on.
Now, the government appraisers have looked over the property and have set the value at $13,500. The government is prepared to pay you that price.
Well, just a moment. That property at 1264 to 1270 Elm Street has my store on it, and I think that the goodwill that I've built up over a period of years is worth something, too. Something beyond the mere property value.
Well, that sounds reasonable to me. Can you set a price on this goodwill?
Well, I don't think $2,500 is excessive.
And that would bring the total price up to $16,000. Very well. Let me take this up with my superiors. I'll let you know. I'm sure we can come to some sort of an agreement, sir.
Yes, I'm sure we can. Good day, sir.
That is how the government conducts its business with the individual in a democracy. Fairly and squarely, considering the rights of the individual as laid down in our Constitution. Now, let's take the same scene and place it in an Axis country.
Is your name Kruger?
Yes.
You own the property at 1264 to 1270 Kaiserhofstrasse?
Yes.
You are hereby given order to vacate that property before the 10th day of February.
But why?
The Reich has decided to erect a Bauhaus on that place. You'll be paid the sum of 5,000 Reichmarks.
But I paid more than three times that amount when I bought the property more than 20 years ago. I've improved it. It's worth much more than that.
You will be paid the sum of 5,000 Reichmarks. That is the value the government has placed on your property.
That's final. Is there nothing I can do?
Nothing. If you're not out by the 10th of February, you'll be fined 2,000 Reichmarks.
I will be out by the 10th.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Yes, the simplest form of government is a despotism, a tyranny. A democracy is complicated, but democracy protects its rights, the rights of the people. To hear one voice is simple. I rule by decree, says the dictator. My will shall be imposed on the people. In a democracy, it is the will of the people imposed on its government. We the people rule in a democracy. Tyranny crushes the initiative of the individual. It molds its subjects to fit the pattern that best suits its purpose. Progress and invention, art, culture are minimized or ignored. Under tyranny, they sicken and die. In a true democracy, the people decide what course their country shall take. It inspires its free peoples to create and produce, for they know they have no master other than themselves. But there is a caution. There is a duty we must observe, we free people. For in the words of the immortal Daniel Webster,
God grants liberty only to those who love it and are always ready to guard and defend it.
Lest we forget, eternal vigilance against tyranny is the price of liberty. Would you like absolutely free a beautifully printed portfolio containing the portraits of President Franklin D. Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill? Also reproductions of the flags of the United Nations in full color, a copy of the historic Atlantic Charter, and photographs of America's outstanding heroes of the Second World War? Each of these stirring subjects is suitable for framing for your home, den, or classroom. Just send a penny postcard with your name and address to Post Office Box 22, New York City, New York. You will receive this beautiful portfolio absolutely free by return mail. I repeat, Post Office Box 22, New York City, New York. The next electrically transcribed program of Lest We Forget, 7th series, will be heard again over this same station next week at the same time. This is an educational presentation of the Institute of Oral and Visual Education, Washington, D.C.